A word for you from Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, in the original, it means his imagination was evil continually. And so God declares here for the first time the total depravity of man's heart. Even though there had been one or two good men like Enoch, Methuselah, etc. And so Enoch, through him, was to be the offspring Noah later on. It was to be Methuselah and then Lamech. But God saw that all these offspring, and there were many after approximately 1,500 years after the creation, God saw that the imagination of man's heart was evil continually. Now, it means here that right inside man is corruption. It is where sin is conceived. It is where it is fantasized. It is where sin is energized. And so, because of that, God declared to Noah he was to destroy the whole world. And only those, as you know the story, who were to be in Noah's ark would be saved. Nevertheless, we find after the flood, when the first sacrifice had been made, God says to Noah, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever strike down every living creature as I have done. Well, God meant there that he was never to do it as he had done with the flood. But there is coming the time where God will strike down with fire, he promises, a far worse judgment. And yet, now there is salvation, there is the rescue from this evil imagination. It's not just in the mind. And in the Old Testament, mind and heart and imagination all meant basically the same thing. Has God rescued you from your continual evil imaginations?